efforts at fostering unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. I am Joshua Watkins, your host for today's episode, and we'll be diving headfirst into some recent political developments. Specifically, we're going to explore an important decision made by the Supreme Court, which involves former President Donald Trump's legal issues. Hang on to your seats. We have a lot to unpack today. Good evening, listeners. I greatly appreciate you choosing to spend your valuable time with us here at Informed Voices. Our focus today is a fresh episode that unfolded in the Supreme Court recently. The court made a significant decision to dismiss Missouri's bid to put off former President Donald Trump's sentencing and lift the gag order about the notorious hush money case out of New York. Anyone who has been keeping an eye on politics and legal circles would know that this case has been a hot topic for several months. To give you a little bit of context, let's rewind. Missouri tried to pause Trump's upcoming sentence and put on hold the imposed gag order pending the November presidential election. However, the Supreme Court dismissed this bid on Monday. The court's unsigned order had no recorded dissents, although Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito indicated they would have allowed Missouri to file their complaint but not granted the other relief sought. Now we wait for Trump's sentencing scheduled for September 18th, after being convicted by a New York jury for 34 felonies for falsifying business records. But the plot thickens, listeners. Justice Juan Merchan, overseeing the case, has to make another crucial decision by September 6th. He needs to decide whether to set aside Trump's guilty verdict based on the argument of presidential immunity for official acts. Trump's lawyers are claiming that the prosecution trespassed by including evidence of official acts, an assertion strongly refuted by Manhattan prosecutors. Now here's another twist. The Attorney General of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, has made claims accusing New York prosecutors of attempting to interfere with Trump's campaign through the imposed gag order and impending sentence. He suggests that these actions could lead the way to a concerning precedent for elected prosecutors across the nation. Bailey's stance is that actions taken by New York are interfering with Missouri's election process because they limit voters' ability to see and hear from Trump on the campaign trail. Bailey believes the allegations of partisan targeting are key in shaping voters' decisions. To counter, New York officials, led by Attorney General Letitia James, assert that Missouri's attempt should be denied as it serves Trump's individual interests more than it addresses a constitutional issue. James emphasizes the independence of local district attorneys and cautions against undermining the court's integrity. In support of Missouri's bid, four GOP-led states, Florida, Iowa, Alaska, and Montana, expressed their belief that the Supreme Court has a duty to acknowledge the grave contention of political interference allegedly present in the case. All of this comes together to form just another chapter in the continuous legal battle surrounding former President Trump, and we'll make sure to keep you updated and informed as new developments arise. And now, dear listeners, I thank you for tuning in to Informed Voices, your source for balanced, critical, and thoughtful analysis. My name is Joshua Watkins, and it has been my pleasure to be your host today. Don't forget to check our show notes for more details and coverage of the topics we discussed today. Stay informed, stay engaged, and I look forward to our next rendezvous here on Informed Voices.